The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 1-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall, and have a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Iowa on October 18th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Well, we're really looking forward to this bye week. The kids have been going strong since August the 3rd, and six straight games, and this comes at a really good time for us and opportunity to get some guys, healthy. You get some guys healed up with some of the things. Gives us a chance as a staff to go out and do some recruiting this week, and also to get a little bit of a jump start on Iowa.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb Radio.
Hey, Coach Rainey. Explain to the folks about the environment was last week when Ohio State was down at College Park. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, there was a really great atmosphere. We had a great crowd, sellout crowd. It was very electric, and something that we want to be able to duplicate each and every home game that we had. But it was neat to see and neat to have all those fans out there, and it was a good environment. Hopefully we can continue that.
And talk about C.J. Brown. Is he ready to go for the October 18th set with his bye week? He'll get himself ready to roll.
CJ's fine. And again, we'll work on fundamentals and techniques with everybody this week, and he'll be good to go.
Thanks, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the consistency that Diggs provides as being such a reliable option in your passing game, and kind of how that opens other things up for your offense?
Well, I think that, I think Stephon has gotten better, with each week that we've played. I think that, coming off that injury, it was something that it takes some time to get back from. And, he's a very versatile player, one that can do a lot of different things for us and can draw a lot of attention from other people. So, having him and using him the way that we do, it not only enhances his opportunities to get the ball, but it also allows other guys to be able to share in the wealth, because, again, sometimes they put a little bit more attention on him. But, and he'll just continue to keep getting better and keep working and doing the things necessary to get better.
Your next question comes from Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, a lot of people wouldn't get this impression by looking at the scores every week, particularly like, for instance, yours from Saturday. But defenses are stacking up pretty good numbers in the Big Ten. There's 6 teams in the Big Ten ranked in the top 20 in total defense in the nation. I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about how good or what you think of the defense in the Big Ten compared to what you were used to before you came in.
Well, again, I think there's good coaches, there's good players in the Big Ten, and people do a good job, and that's the thing that impresses you, in terms of people are doing it with different schemes and different ways of doing it, but just been impressed with the players, and then also the coaches that running those defenses and doing those things. So, it's one of those things you got to do a good job each and every week to figure out ways to take advantage of the weaknesses that people have. But, it's not surprising because they're good players and good coaches.
If offenses and defenses go in trends in terms of which has the upper hand, right now is it, do you think offenses have a little bit edge on the defenses now?
If you just take a look at the numbers, probably the average of scoring and yards and all that is up just because of, what people are doing from a, no huddle concept, you know, the number of plays that are being run. But I think you still have to go back and take a look at the yards per play and those sort of things. But, you know, I think everything kind of runs in cycles. And if the offense is ahead, you know, the defense will catch up. And, you know, if the defense gets ahead, then the offense catch up. So I think a lot of it goes in cycles.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Kappas from MidtownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering if you could talk about Will Likely and how he's kind of changed the game. And do you see opponents starting to go away from him, whether it's in the pass game or in punt returns?
Well, Will's just a young man who – you know, I'm very proud of and very happy to have on our team because, again, he epitomizes, you know, what you want in a student athlete, football student athlete. And, you know, he's a young man that has ability, but he prepares well, plays with a chip on his shoulder, you know, because of his height. But he is a tremendous competitor. You know, it's neat when you see people try to punt the ball away from him and everything because of what he's done. I mean, it shows the respect that teams have for him and what he's been able to do. And again, when he's out there playing corner, he's battling and he's doing everything that he can to do his job and to help the team be successful. And again, when you have guys like that, it helps you be more successful. He's a good leader. He's a good worker. He doesn't get caught up in all the hype or anything like that. He's a joy to be around because, like I said, he epitomizes, you know, what everybody should be. And like I said, it's not surprising that he is as playing as well as he is because, again, any time that you have ability and you put forth the time and the effort and you prepare the way Will does, you know, you're going to be successful. So my hat's off to him because, you know, he's got his priorities right. He knows what he wants to accomplish, and he goes out and works his craft each and every day.
We've got time for one last question here.
Your final question comes from Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Randy, there are a couple of Big Ten teams that talked about playing two quarterbacks going forward. I know you played both Caleb and CJ, not always a choice, but what was the key to playing two guys there and making sure it doesn't become divisive?
Well, again, what had happened in the ball game is that I just felt that we needed to throw the football in the second half, so we put him in there. CJ's our starter, and you know, Caleb is a very capable backup. If Caleb ended up having to start for some reason because of an injury, you know, we feel very confident in Caleb going in there, and it's nice to be able to have, you know, that kind of tandem. But CJ's our starter, and CJ's, you know, gotten better each game. And again, it's just one of those things that, you know, there's certain things that we have to do. And when you have that abilities, if there's certain things that happen during the game, you have the ability to go to it, you do. But CJ's our starter, and Caleb's the backup.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate it.